You are listening Sophie and the Lost Unicorn by Elizabeth Shelby.
Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book plus downloadable audiobooks, perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. We have fun educational audiobooks kids can follow along with, delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. You can join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses. Get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long. Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free and creative fun for their kids. And don't forget to tell a fellow mom. Visit us at www.letscolorimaginations.com for more magical stories and coloring adventures. Happy listening.
Sophie and the Lost Unicorn. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Sophie who loved to explore the forest and often went on adventures. One day, as Sophie was wandering in the forest, she stumbled upon a magical unicorn.
Wow! A unicorn! I've never seen one before!
She said to herself in awe. Sophie came near him and noticed that he looked afraid.
Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. My name is Sophie. What's yours?
She said to the unicorn.
My name is Moonlight. I'm lost and all alone. I need to get back home soon.
Replied Moonlight. Feeling sorry for Moonlight, Sophie said,
Oh, poor guy. I'll help you find your way home.
As they walked through the forest together, they quickly became friends. They had so much fun on their journey to find Moonlight's way back home, as they also shared many adventures. One of their fun adventures was when they searched for beautiful flowers of different colors and kinds and used them to make flower crowns. They also enjoyed some delicious apples that Sophie picked from an apple tree. But what they enjoyed the most was when they played hide and seek, and Moonlight used his ability to disappear and reappear. Sophie giggled every time she could not find Moonlight, and suddenly reappeared right in front of her. They even got to learn things about the forest from each other. Moonlight showed Sophie some secret spots that only unicorns knew, while Sophie showed Moonlight the best places to find the juiciest berries. After a whole afternoon of traveling, Sophie suddenly noticed Moonlight's horn start to glow, and a rainbow appeared before them.
We're almost there,
Moonlight told Sophie. They walked over the rainbow. Then at the edge of it appeared a beautiful meadow with many unicorns, which Moonlight calls home. Moonlight was overjoyed to finally be with his family. He ran to them, shouting,
Mom! Dad! Little sis! I'm finally home!
Moonlight's family all gathered around him with a warm welcome. They'd been worried about him because he was gone since morning, and they didn't know where he was.
We've been worried about you, dear, Moonlight's mom said.
Where have you been?
His dad asked.
I was just playing in the forest, then I got lost,
Moonlight said.
But this kind human friend of mine, Sophie, helped me find my way back home.
Moonlight and his family thanked Sophie for her help.
You're welcome. I guess I should be going now,
Sophie replied. Moonlight noticed the sadness on Sophie's face and said,
Don't be sad, Sophie. We can always hang out with each other in the forest. Or you may also come to visit me here.
Moonlight then gave Sophie a ring and said,
Take this ring. It would make the Rainbow Bridge appear for you to travel back into our home so we can spend time together.
From then on, Sophie and Moonlight would often get together, and they became best friends. Sophie would show Moonlight around the forest. Moonlight would show her his magic. They enjoyed each other's company a lot, playing together and never running out of things to talk about. Having met each other was a wonderful experience. Both Sophie and Moonlight treasured. Sophie gained an enchanted friend that made her adventures even more fun and magical, while Moonlight found a reliable friend and a kind human, whom he enjoyed being with. Not only did they get a new friend, but they also picked up some life lessons from their experience. Sophie realized how being kind and helpful can make a difference in someone's life, and that the most unexpected friendships can be the most magical. Moonlight learned about trust, as well as having the courage to go on any adventure and to take on any problem. And one great thing they both learned about friendship is that it knows no boundaries, whether it be how different they look, how far they are, or whatever. It's all about accepting and understanding each other's differences. Thank you for listening, Sophie and the Lost Unicorn, Leading the Way for the Lost Unicorn's Homeward Journey by Elizabeth Shelby. Like this story? There's so much more waiting for you. At letscolorimaginations.com, you'll find fun, educational audiobooks, and coloring books made just for kids ages 3 to 12, with stories for every stage of growing up. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book, plus early access to new releases, sneak peeks, and exclusive downloads. We're all about screen-free fun, creative learning, and sparking big imaginations, one story at a time. So join our family of book-loving parents and let's keep the magic going. Visit letscolorimaginations.com now. Your kid's next adventure is just a click away.